Okay, here is my final part. My name is Justin Gallimore, and this reflection question is, what moral can I take from the story? So, the moral I can take from the story is, always appreciate your community. Now, you have different people that may practice different traditions that have different religion and all that crap, but if you live in a community, most likely people will care for you, they will look out for you, and most likely they will help you, or they can hinder you, but that's another topic of discussion. So anyways, always like appreciate help from people, and just know that some people care and just that some people don't. But the moral from this book that I took is pretty much stick together and fight for what's right, because nobody in the world wants nothing that's wrong or anything that they can't fix, anything that they can work towards for and fix, but they just can't do it because it's not enough power for it, pretty much. But the moral that I can take from that is pretty much believing in something that you can accomplish through your own hard work and your goals that you put forth into it. So I pretty much think that's the moral from the story that I took in. So I believe that this book gives a whole lot of stuff and a whole lot of value, because this book has a lot of values too, but mainly the morals that I can take from it is belief, hard work, community, helping out, things of that nature. And that's pretty much about it. And these are positive morals that I can take from the book. So this about wraps up my ELA project, Step 1 podcast. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Please make sure to listen to my other ones if you haven't listened to any other ones prior to this. Shout out to Ms. Homan. And pretty much, that's it. Peace.